What's it like to pursue a life-changing dream in your 40s? WRTI's Meredy Duddleston finds out.
A scene in the life of vocalist Renee Marie reverberates. In her early 40s, living in Virginia and working at a bank, her college-age son called her up and told her to get down to a local restaurant. Mother and son sat listening to an uninspired performance by a female vocalist. The musicians were bored. Their crowd was talking. The singer wasn't into it.
And I just thought it was a travesty. These beautiful pearls of songs just being trampled. My son said, "Do it, Mom." I will never forget that. He just looked at me and said, "Do this, Mom."
Armed with a few cassette tapes and some songs she composed, Marie rose above the fear that it was too late. Her career gained steam almost immediately. Two decades and a store of albums later, she decided to look into the mesmerizing quality of the late Eartha Kitt.
I found myself being drawn to tunes where, as the woman singer, she was taking her sensuality and sexuality and power into her own hands.
Oh, John, please don't kiss me.
When you allow yourself to sing a song that pushes past everybody's barriers and boundaries and makes the listener cry or laugh out loud or squirm in their seat, you know, that is when you know you reach somebody.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.